We do identity management, identity assurance using biometrics, and really we do work all over the world in places like India with their national ID program, Mexico national ID program, a lot of work for DHS, DOD. And unfortunately, Amy, there are still bad people in the world, so we need to find out who are the good people and who are the bad people. Biometrics is the best way to do that.
Biometrics like eye scans, thumbprints, how does that work?
Yes, like fingerprints, photos, iris scans, and we actually have a recent product that helps you put identity assurance and identity verification into digital transactions using biometrics, which we think is truly unique.
Do you work with the federal government at all?
We work quite a bit with the federal government and on the existing software products that we have that are part of most of the government's identity management systems, as well as introducing this new product, IdentityX, which is very cool. It's really to put in any digital transaction, whether it's financial, moving a healthcare record, moving intelligence, it's how do you really identify and verify that person that you're communicating with.
Is this all about being one step ahead of the people who want to get your identity?
Absolutely. There are bad people everywhere. And, you know, identity management really started in immigration and border management, spread to national ID. It's now spreading to entitlement fraud. The states are all looking at this as a way to combat the fraud, just as the government of India is, where they're trying to have a voluntary ID management system so that they can actually give the people in the villages, by verifying their identity, make sure they can transfer directly to them the money they're supposed to get from the government.
It seems like this is the way to go. No more passwords, using biometrics, because that's harder to duplicate. That's harder to crack, right?
Well, nothing's perfect, but it is much harder to crack. And, you know, if you think about what biometrics do, they are who you are. They do protect your privacy. As long as when we collect that data, we secure it in a vault and don't let anybody access it unless they have a need to access it.
Now, when you made the transition about a year ago back to getting into the private sector, did anything surprise you, the differences between working for the government and working in the private sector?
One of the things that has surprised me is how hard I've been working, frankly. I had this fantasy about life was easy in the private sector, and certainly I have more respect for all of my counterparts that I dealt with for many years. I do miss working in the government. I miss the ennobling aspect of the mission. I'm still very encouraged. There's a lot of great people behind. People who are here, Richard Spires, Mary Davies, Luke McCormick, I mean, people I work with, and I'm just glad they're still part of our government, and I'm glad to be serving on the other side. There's a lot of enthusiasm. I'm kind of disappointed that there are not more government leaders here, and I think when you look at people like Richard Spires, like Mary Davies, they're here because they know it's important to communicate with the private sector. I've always been a huge believer in government industry communications, and I'm sorry that agencies are applying different standards and not letting people attend this, because I think it's very important, especially with the government's mission in terms of trying to deliver on its mission and save money. One of the keys is always information technology, and the government has to be knowledgeable about what's out there. And this is about legitimate communication between somebody who has a need, the government, and somebody who can fulfill that need.
Yeah, I was talking earlier with some of the organizers of the conference, and they said there was some concern because of the belt tightening and the budget issues that some people may not be able to attend. I mean, this is a problem that's cropped up since you've left the federal government, that really the budgets are much tighter now.
Well, I think the budgets have to be much tighter to deal with our deficit problem. On the other hand, the work of the government must go on. This is a great investment. I really believe that because there still is a mission to do every single day. And I applaud all those government workers as they're talking about their benefits being cut. They still come to work. And even some people are even coming into government. Kathy Conrad's here, who just came into government. I think that's super. And, you know, the work of the government has to go on. We can't simply just stop everything because, frankly, that stops the United States of America.